If a bill now working its way through committees in Madison becomes law, it could join the long list of laws named after a specific crime victim. Joey George was murdered 10 years ago in a gang shooting in Oak Creek. His grandmother, Shirley George, hopes a new law will be named after him, a law that would help prosecutors convict not just gang members who pull the trigger in murders, but also those who help plan and carry out such shootings. She spoke at a hearing last week on what she hopes will become known as Joey's Law.
It's been proven that when the public hears Adam's Law or Jessica's Law, it automatically alerts everyone of the exact nature of the offense. If treated the same way, this new law will alert everyone that there is now a greater penalty for aiding and abetting a felon.
The bill has strong support from both prosecutors and victims' rights groups. Former Kenosha District Attorney Bob Jambois says it will give prosecutors another arrow in their quiver to aim at gang members who plan shootings and use new recruits to carry them out.
The type of case where it's going to be most useful is the type of case where you want the prosecutors to have the most weapons in their arsenal possible, and that's one where they're going after violent street gang activity.
But advocates of sentencing reform say when criminal justice policy is made on the basis of one tragic event, it can often lead to longer sentences for people who may not deserve them and fuels the overcrowding of prisons. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.